Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a decades-long problem with a multi-million dollar solution. The Lake Mitchell Advisory Committee presented possible solutions to the Mitchell City Council last night. Joe Kippis is the committee chair, and he joins us now with an update on the phone from Mitchell. Joe Kippis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
So for people across the state who might not be aware, give us an idea of what the problem at Lake Mitchell is and how long it has been going on.
Okay, our lake was built in 1928, and it was built as a primary water source for the city. We had wells, and the wells were problematic, so the city built a dam on the Firesteel Creek, a watershed for the James River. The lake itself is 670 acres, and the watershed is over 380,000 acres. Which is a huge ratio, 500 to 1, which is 10 times larger than a typical ratio. And because of that, our lake captures a lot of different nutrients, and it's been doing so for 90 years, roughly. And of those nutrients, phosphorus is really a large load in our lake. Phosphorus feeds the blue-green algae. Blue-green algae does very well. We have such a high level of phosphorus that our blooms become extreme. The algae blooms become extreme, and that creates problems for our lake to the extent that Lake Mitchell's been listed as an impaired lake by the EPA.
Hmm. All right, so let's jump right to some of those potential solutions that and how, the solutions have been talked about before. Where's the committee at right now with saying this is the solution where we stand today? What needs to be done now?
Yeah, we've done a lot of searching, and our committee resolved that our problem is complex enough that we needed a high level of expertise to tell us how to proceed. And so we started working with some engineering companies that specialize in lake and waterway recovery. And we started working with FIRA Engineering out of Omaha, which is that's what they specialize in. And they made it clear to us that, obviously Lake Mitchell has the problem with high phosphorus content. But it isn't just what's coming in from the Firesteel Creek. It's also what has been deposited in the lake. So we have two sources of phosphorus. We have what flows into our lake from the creek, which represents about 53% of the phosphorus levels. And then we have what somewhat percolates out of the soft sediments in the lake, the sediments that we've accumulated now for 90 years. And that represents about 47% of the phosphorus loading in our lake. So it's a, that's the problem we're dealing with. And so we had to pursue corrections for both. And the correction that seems like it's most likely to help us is doing an in-lake solution, which would involve creating a drawdown mechanism to lower the levels of the lake to the point where we could do a mechanical dredging, which means, lower the lake to the extent you can get in with equipment and scour the bottom to remove those phosphorus-laden soft sediments and basically drain the lake. Mm-hmm. And then the second solution would be to go up into our watershed, build some retention ponds. We need about 1,000 acres of retention ponds up in our watershed close to the lake so we can slow this flow of water down to let nutrients settle out and also allow us an opportunity to potentially treat the water that comes into the lake with alum or some agent that captures the phosphorus and takes it to the bottom and seals it before it gets into our lake. And so those are the two primary solutions that we've asked the city to consider. And then the third part of that would be to identify hot spots in our watershed and then and do the required and appropriate sampling to verify where we have problems, and then we can consider how to create corrections for those problems.
Right. So is that an agriculture solution at some point? Is that where some of the phosphorus is coming from? Crops?
Yeah, it's, and, you know, and, that, yeah. and that's part of the complexity that, you know, we've asked these specialists to help us with. You know, we have a lot of sources for phosphorus. For one thing, it occurs naturally in our soil. In our particular watershed, it's at a high level. So just drainage itself, not necessarily related to any farming practices, just drainage itself brings phosphorus to our lake. And, of course, farming practices have changed over the years, and we put more land under tillage, which, you know, tillage will release those nutrients from the soil. But, you know, I think it's important that we make clear that, you know, it isn't just farming practices that cause this problem.
Right.
It occurs naturally. One of the main things we had to just realize is the lake was built as a water source, but it's also a great retention dam for the James River. And we've been retaining these nutrients now for 90 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, so our lake has accumulated so much that it just, those nutrient levels just keep going up as time goes by. And that's pretty much been neglected.
Yeah. Joe, we only have a couple minutes left. So the city council was, you know, it's a nearly a $20 million improvement plan when you put everything together, looking at different funding sources and some potential grants. Was the city council sort of open to the conversation? How did the meeting go last night, and what are the next steps?
I think that the council, you know, they, for the most part, they understand why it's so expensive, and they understand why we've chose to go this way. You know, we've looked at other possibilities, but we've kind of ended up just saying there's no silver bullet for this problem. You know, if we're going to correct it, we're going to have to do it the difficult, the hard way, which is also very expensive. But if we want the desired results, you know, long term, we're going to have to go through this. So they understand that. I think, you know, there's the obvious questions of how do we finance this. They always come to the surface, and that hasn't been resolved yet. There is some grant money available, especially for watershed activity, for the actual work in our lake. We're having a little more trouble finding help with that. But finding how to finance is probably our next step.
Hmm. 90 years down the road, they'll thank you for it, right?
So
you
no,
have to
I,
sort of think, you know, long term here, because if you do nothing, then there are consequences to that as well.
Yeah, we're thinking of our, you know, our next generations. We may not see immediate results, but, you know, hopefully our kids and our grandkids and so on will enjoy a better lake because of it.
Joe Kippis, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Joe Kippis is the chair for the Lake Mitchell Advisory Committee. They brought their proposal in front of the Mitchell City Council last night.